Hello, and welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Thomas Christensen, and I'm the head of Sovereign and Frontier Debt at UBP Asset Management. Today, we're discussing UBP's participation in Africa's first SDG-linked bond. The investment universe of emerging market, green, and social bonds has grown in recent years. And in 2020, the first EM bond linked to Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, was issued. Last week, Benin became the first African sovereign to issue an SDG-linked bond. UBP has long favored Benin as a credit and participated in this groundbreaking deal. The investment universe of emerging market, or EM, green and social bonds has grown in recent years. The investment universe of emerging market green, social, and sustainability bonds has grown rapidly, and annual issuance has nearly tripled since 2016, as we see in chart one. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw a significant rise in EM social bond issuance, and the EM social bond market grew fivefold in 2020. Emerging market ESG-related issuance has grown significantly in recent years in general, and at the end of June 2021, the year-to-date issuance of these instruments was at 90% of the previous all-time high for a full calendar year, which was in 2020. Since 2015, we've seen increased issuance in each subsequent year. Nevertheless, the EM sustainability bond universe remains relatively small when compared to developed markets, or DM, as shown in chart 2. We expect further expansion of this market, with sovereign issuance also growing in response to social challenges, tightening climate policies, and shifting energy investment trends. Here, in the first chart, we show the sustainable borrowing by emerging market countries by type. And on the second chart, we show the breakdown of total issuance since 2007 between emerging markets and developed markets, also based on bond type. In 2020, the first EM bond linked to Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, was issued. So far, only a few EM sovereign issuers have turned to sustainable borrowing, and they are principally the higher income EM countries such as Chile, and primarily through green bonds. In September last year, however, Mexico issued the first EM sovereign bond linked to United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. And earlier this month, Mexico issued a second SDG bond, which was closely followed by Uzbekistan, paving the way for frontier markets with its inaugural SDG bond, the first ever by a frontier country. We decided not to participate in these issues as Uzbekistan priced through our view of fair value, while we see Mexico as a deteriorating credit. Last week, Benin became the first African sovereign to issue an SDG-linked bond. Last week, Benin followed in their footsteps, becoming the first African nation to issue an SDG-linked Eurobond. Benin issued bonds due in 2035, around 510 basis points above the mid-swap rate, pricing slightly wide to the existing 2032s. The use of proceeds are centered around four pillars of the National Development Plan, all oriented towards the achievement of SDGs. The four pillars are population or social, which includes developing agriculture, access to drinking water, and housing for the poor, aligned to SDGs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Prosperity or economy includes access to low-carbon, reliable, and affordable energy, aligned to SDGs 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Planet or environment, sustainable infrastructure, conservation of biodiversity, restoration of forest, aligned to SDGs 14 and 15. And peace and partnership or governance, which includes promoting heritage sites and educational sites, aligned to SDGs 16 and 17. There's a particular focus on broadening access to potable drinking water from 70% today to 100% by 2026. Benin being the first African country to issue an SDG-linked bond comes as no surprise to us. Since 2016, Benin has adopted a program of actions anchored to the SDGs to promote sustainable economic and social development in line with the 2030 agenda. As a result of this initiative, the country was chosen by the United Nations in 2018 for the pilot phase of assessing the cost of achieving SDGs and defining a resource mobilization strategy. And prior to issuing this bond, Benin partnered with the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, or SDSN, chaired by Jeffrey Sachs, to achieve a more effective monitoring and evaluation of the progress and efforts made by the Beninese government to achieve the SDGs. This partnership will improve the reporting capabilities of the use of SDG funds raised. For more information about Benin's SDG framework, please take a look at their comprehensive website, which we link here, aimed at increasing transparency and enabling scrutiny of progress made. Please note that this is not a website produced or maintained by UBP. UBP has long favored Bina as a credit and participated in this groundbreaking deal. Typifying a strong resolve to reform and industrialize, Benin has long been a story that we've liked. The strong support from the IMF, World Bank, and other development organizations act as a testament to the progress made, as well as an anchor to reforms. As a result, we participated in this inaugural issue for both the UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Fund and for our sovereign fund, which will be managed as a sustainable strategy and officially renamed UBAM EM Sustainable Sovereign Bond as of August 1st. We continue to encourage other emerging and frontier countries to consider sustainable financing and SDG-linked issuance. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or to visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you very much.